CMS officials say every bus will have a driver when school starts on August 28th, but some will be substitute drivers. Janet Thomas, the district's transportation director, says she needs to fill 35 positions. That's a big improvement from a year ago when there were 100 driver vacancies. To attract more applicants, pay was raised by $1,000. Starting salaries are now just over $12,000. Thomas says they also added 26 buses this year because of changes to the Magnet Program Student Assignment Plan. More buses and drivers will be needed next year when the larger Neighborhood School Assignment Plan kicks in.
We are planning now for what it might look like. So when you look at the impact of grandfathered students and just the number of new programs and new schools that will open, certainly that's going to be an increase, but it's too soon to tell.
Thomas says another challenge is hiring bus mechanics. She still needs 14.
Diesel mechanics are very hard to come by. There are other companies that are looking for the very same people that are paying a lot more. When you have a position that starts at $17 an hour, that the going rate in the market is typically above $20, then certainly we're not very competitive with them.
Thomas says she is happy that for the first time this year, all buses will have 4 interior cameras installed. She says the cameras' recordings will help them deal with incidents involving students, cases of unauthorized people on a bus, or a driver's behavior.
It's against the law to drive with your cell phone. So if a parent reports that somebody's driving with their cell phone, we can easily verify that or disqualify that just by pulling the camera footage.
She says all bus camera recordings will be saved for at least 30 days. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.